afternoon, everybody. This is Christian Teig, speaking from Koblenz to present the preliminary and unaudited fourth quarter of CompuGroup. I expect that we will go through the presentation, which you can download from the website or follow on the current Webex. We will spend maybe 15 minutes to go through that and then go into the normal Q&A session towards the end. So we can turn to the first page, the page number two. First, the usual reminder as to where we are in the year-end closing process. We do not expect any material changes, but we are not formally done with all the audits and final approval procedures. Then on to page three, the key figures 2012. Here are the results that we published this morning. It is an outcome that contains few, if any, surprises. We reached the communicated goals for 2012 and ended up with revenue of 251 million euros and an EBITDA of 105. And for this, we are quite happy. Moving then on to page four, just some short notes. There were two special effects, but in the Q4, they cancel each other out, so the numbers, in essence, represent a clean sheet for the fourth quarter. Page five, we have the sequential development. Seasonally, the fourth quarter is the strongest in CGM also this year. For the year-on-year comparison, we had some strong comps to fight with, and we are therefore reasonably happy even if the growth was 4% and the organic growth 1%. Some comments to the details on the operating performance in the fourth quarter on page 6. You can see the main points from this slide, some comments as I go through them. As I said, it really was a good finish to the year in the IAS business. I mean, we see this on the sequential development, but we had some very special opportunities last year on the dental business that just didn't repeat. And I guess it wasn't a smashing quarter in the US either. But all in all, a good, solid finish to the year in the IAS part. I would say the highlight of the quarter was the hospital business. 12% organic growth is good. It's not great. And I think we should give a special respect to our colleagues in Poland, Austria, and Switzerland for this year-end spurt. And the pharmacy business is developing, I would say, according to plan with a modest growth rate. HCS, the impact from the change regulation in the communication and data business continued in the fourth quarter. Factoring this in, I think it was still a decent finish to the year. And then on workflow and decision support, we are seeing some new contracts, finally bringing some growth into this, so that's good. And then, similar as to the AIS business, some one-offs last year that were hard to live up to in this year, but actually a decent delivery also. So all in all, quite happy with the fourth quarter and certainly with how the full year has played out. Page seven, just the normal comments on the U.S. As I said, we did not have a great finish in terms of reported numbers, but at least we had some encouraging news in terms of bookings towards the end of the year. So I guess the trick here is to continue on that positive note and bring some of that momentum into 2013. Page 8, certainly 2013 has not been a great year for acquisitions. We did a small bolt-on in Italy in November, the Cartella Clinica Basic, was a similar deal to the FFPEFA deal we did 1 year ago, a deal that has worked out really well for us. So by this transaction, we have added 2,300 more doctors in Italy, and even with some possibility to convert more of the current free users. So sweet spot type of transaction, just building on the ambulatory customer base in the markets where we are already strong. Page nine. Now on to perhaps the most interesting part of the presentation, how we see the coming period and the outlook for 2013. Page 10. First, we can take an historical backdrop to organic growth. There are many, many moving parts in this picture, but the two main points to observe really are A, that over the last 5 years we've had 4% organic growth on average per year. And the second point is that we've actually had more than double of this in the AIS subsegment. We've had the average organic growth rate last 5 years has been 9%, and every year we have had positive organic growth. So certainly these are the growth backdrops that one can use to calibrate how we see the future. The next slide numbered 11, the recurring revenue basis. Second point before we go into the details. The recurring revenue base is now up to 308 million euros per year. If we just take the January figures and multiply with 12, and that is up 6% from the beginning of last year. Then on page 12, here is a one-page bullet point synthesis of all our internal knowledge about the historical reference points, the current state of our business, and the details of our plans for 2013. First important point is that we expect an equal or higher organic growth rate relative to 2013. Number two, growth should be relatively evenly distributed across all three segments. Probably not unexpected is that the ambulatory part, our strongest growth driver, is also expected to remain this in 2013. And that is really fueled by a somewhat easier comp, as we are back to, there were really no special opportunities converted in 2012. And a lot of the groundwork that we have completed this year, or in 2012 and even the years before, are in the ambulatory information system space, and they all create new growth opportunities that should begin to convert in 2013. I guess if we are on average in HPS1 and ambulatory is above, then the way we see the pharmacy business right now, that is going to be somewhat below the average growth. On the hospital side, I mean, we had a good year, and even a great finish to the year 2012. And if we just look into the order backlog and also the momentum in the market, we actually expect that to propel also into 2013 and to have a good, say, on group average growth year also in the hospital business. Certainly we're not going to grow in the communication and data business. This is as expected. Revenue will decline compared to last year, particularly in the first half, as that's just basically a consequence of regulatory changes. The two remaining subsegments, workflow and decision support and the ISP, both expected to grow quite handsomely actually. Again, we've had some new contracts coming online on workflow and decision support, and we even have the opportunity to, as we began to charge for certain products, prescribing drug database to customers outside CGM's own HPS customer base. That process will continue and give us handsome growth opportunities in 2013. And on the ISP side, of course, this is infrastructure that is linked to quite significant developments in the German market that may commence towards the end of the year and again give new growth opportunities. So, I mean, putting everything together, that is again the one pager on why we see that we should grow at least as much as we did last year, and on expectation higher. Putting all this together on page 13, we end up with the following guidance. Revenue in the bracket 470 million to 490, and operating income, the EBITDA, in the bracket of 115 to 125 million. And this really then is based on organic growth, as the acquisitions that we talk about, it's really only the Capella Clinica Basic, doesn't have a material impact in its first year on these figures. Page 14, the last slide before we go into Q&A. The next checkpoint for the current year will be the May 3rd with the Q1 2013 report. Then I think we follow a very, very similar route as we did last year in terms of reporting. With the highlight of the year, as always, reporting the third quarter together with the big medical trade fair, Medica, in Düsseldorf in the middle of November. So this concludes the presentation, and that was actually done in 11 minutes, meaning we can now go into the Q&A session. If you have questions, you will be queued up by typing *1 on your telephone. First question.
Hi, Christian. It's Gunnar here from Berenberg Bank. Thank you very much for the quick introduction. And because I have a couple of questions, and first maybe on CapEx 2013, what do you kind of expect as a CapEx figure? Second would be on depreciation, amortization. What you kind of would be your best case for this year? And in particular, third would be on the financial result. Obviously, we had some fluctuation last year. What would be your best guess in terms of the financial result for this year? And so these were just a few numbers. Then you had nicely provided here a slide on organic growth rates. Just a question from my side, is this kind of elevated, or is this basically just taking the growth rates of each division and then put it together? Because obviously, in terms of sales, the doctor business is larger than the other businesses. And could you maybe remind me in terms of the hospital business when this Vienna basically contract will expire? I know there are still a couple of years to go, but when it will expire would be great to know. And then maybe finally on the US, what has been basically the EBITDA margin by the end of the year of the US business, and what kind of sales you expect for this year? Thank you very much. Sorry for these many questions.
It was only six, Gunnar, so...
Yeah, I have a couple of more, but I'm too shy, you know, to ask all of them.
CapEx 2013, I would probably, you know, normalized operating CapEx. We've kind of said 8 plus 8, 8 on the intangibles, including the capitalized R&D, and 8 just to replace, say, the depreciated assets.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I would use also for 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've given already one of the figures for the depreciation and amortization. We had this year, around about 8, maybe slightly less, but 8 is a good round figure. And it really shouldn't be any change, really, compared to 2012. Financial result...
Sorry, amortization would be also similar to 2012 then?
Financial result is really driven by currency exchange rate fluctuations. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's a non-cash component, and it is going to have some of the same characteristics as last year, meaning it's not going to be the easiest one to pinpoint, neither for us nor for you. So I think,
What was the financial result by the end of 2012?
The financial results end of 2012. It was 12 million minus, which is actually not far from a true figure. It's mostly driven by the US dollar, and actually, even if it was wildly up and down during the year, it actually began and ended more or less at the same level. So I would say without any special, say, non-cash fluctuations, the 12 million is a fair expectation also for this year.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the growth rate slides, the bottom line is weighted, so it's the group.
Okay.
Based on group figures. For the hospital business, the Vienna contract expires end 2016. It was extended for 1 year. Whether that will be the actual expiry or if it goes into other things, I don't know. But say that the one that was signed in 2008 ends everything 2016. U.S., we've had, say, round about a 15% EBITDA margin, and since we didn't get really any sequential growth throughout the year, that's also how we ended. And how we see 2013, I would probably model this just on the AIS growth level, which would be above the group average, but there's no reason why the U.S. shouldn't grow, at least as strong as our European business. 2011 didn't create a very difficult comp. And then from there on, I think it would be a little bit left to how ambitious you want to be on our behalf. But certainly, from the outset, I would just take it as neutral and group it together with the group AIS growth rate.
All right. Thank you very much. Probably I will have later on follow-ups. But just one, did I miss it? Amortization for 2013? So you mentioned depreciation, 8 million amortization?
Yeah, then it's around 30 to 31.
All right. Thank you very much, Christian.
Hello, it's Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. It's a couple of questions from my side. The first one would be regarding the maintenance revenues. You mentioned they are at 308 million at the beginning of the year. So how could this figure develop during the year? Where could we be by the end of 2013, given the current company structure without any acquisitions? Second would be on the organic growth rate in AIS Q4, if we adjust this one for the compensating effects that you've put in place in order to compensate for the revenue impact from regulatory changes, and how this figure would look like in 2013. So maybe you could comment on this one. And third is the telematic revenues that you've obviously penciled into your HCS guidance. So how should we think of this beyond 2013? Is there big potential ahead of us, or is it just projects? Thank you.
Yeah. So for the maintenance revenue, certainly, for everything we sell, there is a maintenance attached, and of course, when we sell e-services, it drives other recurring revenue. I would say that you could model that more or less linear with the basic organic growth. So I think that is the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As for the organic growth rate, I'm not 100% sure if I understood the question, but I will try to answer, and then if that wasn't the answer, we will redo it. But so if we look into, say, just the clean numbers, the number is 5%, and if you strip out the Q4 effect of the price and the business model adjustment we did in Germany, and then strip out, say, the extraordinary dental revenue we had in 2011, you will be at around 7%. There is actually, it's not quite 2%, but it's closer to 2 than to 1%. So 1.5%.
Okay.
And then the telematic infrastructure, yeah, that is a little bit, there is some option. I think for 2013, I think if it comes, it's not going to be big numbers on group level, but of course we are talking about a segment which is at around about 10 million. So, I mean, if you add 2 million of revenue, that's 20%. And that's probably order of magnitude ballpark what we talk about for 2013. From there on and beyond, I would think of that as an option, but of course that could be significantly more, but I think that it's too early to start to to model that accurately.
Okay, thank you.
Next one.
Hey, it's Uwe from Deutsche. Hey, Christian, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey there. First of all, obviously, you know, two questions. On the first one would be the bigger question, and then secondly also more on the workflow and decision management. So regarding your longer term 30% margin target, if you look at that and with all the progress, or as you said it, with all the groundwork that you did over the last several years and including another huge step forward last year, how much do you think is there still internally left before you indeed would need, you know, to re-accelerate organic growth to come to the rescue, so to say? In other words, if you look from the, you know, in order how do we get from the 25% to 30%, how could it be, you know, how could it be split, if you will, between the homework, the, you know, consolidation of the mostly smaller M&A you had in the past, versus the organic revenue growth, if that is possible, obviously. Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy question, I fully realize and appreciate. And the second one is probably a bit easier. Obviously Austria is pressing ahead with the e-card, with the Gesundheitskarte. I fully realize that you are primarily in hospital business there, but I mean, is there any link or any potential revenue stream you can see from there? And then overall, maybe on the Gesundheitskarte here in Germany, any update here on the progress, you know, pilot projects, etc. Thanks.
So for the first thing, I would say that predominantly the further margin expansion will come from the organic growth. This, I mean, we started last year, and when we did our guidance, we said 50%. Incremental EBITDA on incremental revenue, and we landed actually 59%, and we've guided on that exact figure, 50% for this year, and that would be the appropriate figure to model also the coming years in terms of the driver on organic growth. There are some places here and there where we still usually we do our, say, restructurings and cost improvements within the first 12 months, and since we really haven't, and Holland was, or the Netherlands was really the year, what we did in 2012. So, I mean, there's always room for improvement here and there, but it really is the organic growth trajectory that will drive us to the 30% target that we have. In terms of Austria and say the electronic health card, yes, we are there, and there are different, say, projects and products and initiatives that we are part of. As you say, it doesn't completely change the picture on group level, and not even in Austria, because we are mostly in the hospital space there. But yes, there are some positive effects. Again, an example that those types of initiatives and regulations are all good for us. Your last question, the electronic health card in Germany, we see this as a part of the telematic infrastructure. Where we are on these tenders, we don't know any more than what we presented at the Medica, other than that we handed in our 8,000 pages, or what it was, times two, and I think it would be our expectation would be that we would probably be awarded one of the pilot regions. That's both of them would maybe be excessive, and then there will probably be some reshuffling once the contracts have been awarded, and I'm pretty convinced that we will be part of this, say, in some role, almost regardless of outcome. But again, the current roadmap is that we will get some clarity on this second half of 2013, but these roadmaps and timelines can even slip. So I think we should be a little bit soft right now. But there is no separation between the health card and the telematic infrastructure. I mean, they go hand in hand right now.
Could you just repeat the numbers to the earlier question? Did you say 15% incremental margin on 5 million revenue? What was the numbers?
50.
Right. That's very helpful. Thanks, Christian.
Next one.
Hi, Christian, this is Jean-Marc speaking.
Hey, Jean-Marc.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Quick question on AIS sales, the 252 million.
Yeah.
How much, again, is the US?
It's 45.
45 million. And you said you generated roughly 50%, 15% EBITDA margin on those. This means that if I do the math correctly, not knowing obviously exactly what the EBITDA margins are for the other businesses in that division, but it means that Europe is probably above 35%. Is this a fair assumption?
You wouldn't be completely lost.
Okay. Now, obviously when you bought the US businesses, I mean, there was this theme of the subsidies and all that, and the top line expectations were probably somewhat higher than what we are seeing now. Not saying that you can still not get there, because I mean the program is still up and running. But I'm still a bit surprised that you're guiding the U.S. now to sales growth, top line growth, basically in line with that specific division, and that you're not expecting more growth in the U.S. than in, let's say, the old European business.
I mean, we didn't have a great year. I think we had a decent year in 2012 in the U.S., but it wasn't a great year. And we just have to, you know, I think right now and probably for a while, we do not see the U.S. to be driven by extraordinary mechanisms. Certainly there is more opportunity there. There is more virgin territory. There is more stimulus and all these things, but basically and deep down, it is really just driven by the same mechanisms as the other markets.
Okay.
And you know, early in the year, I think we just take a prudent look at that and say, okay, starting point is that it is, you know, an even starting point, you know, level playing field. If we come out ahead, certainly it would be easy to explain, and we
sure
would be the happiest of all, say, stakeholders in that equation.
Of course. And an add-on question, more now top-down, a bit on the group. I mean, you had, if I do the math correctly, you had a margin on incremental sales this year of nearly 60%.
Yes.
That's basically, you know, just euro minus as a sales minus last year and EBITDA, et cetera. And if I take, you know, mid-range of your guidance, you're basically guiding for a similar margin on incremental sales of around 58 or so percent. Is it now, if you now were to look into 2014, and obviously I don't expect you to give guidance now on 2014, but if we were to look into 2014 and expect some continued organic growth as you had in the past, maybe around 4 or 5%, let's say, as you showed on the previous slides, is there a reason to expect or not to expect a similar contribution margin, or do you believe that eventually you will have like step-up costs that will have an impact on that margin on incremental sales?
I'm not sure I would comment on 2014, but only to say and maybe build on what I answered to Uwe Schupp that, yeah, I mean, the world and a group of 3,600 people does not, unfortunately for us finance people, behave as an Excel sheet. Having said that, in the long run, it actually does. And that is the important thing. It is that this 50% trajectory should hold, say, until we at some point reach the 30%. Whether that is an absolute linear trajectory. I mean, we did 59 this year. You know, who the hell knows? Maybe we'll do 50x in this year and then 40x something.
Mm.
But no big steps. No big
okay.
steps. More kind of just the organic part of any organization in growth.
Understood. Thank you.
Next one.
Hi Christian, it's Hendrik from HSBC.
Hey.
Two questions left for me. Firstly, given that the hospital segment has over the past quarters shown quite some swings from quarter to quarter, and that you're looking positive into 2013, what would you say is a fair assumption for the run rate in the hospital segment? That's the first. And second, regarding your personnel expenses, which is by far your biggest cost block, could you update us on your current run rate for personnel expenses looking forward?
I think run rate is of course, I mean, we've already said how we see it next year. And the question is that a sustainable rate? I would probably always, until otherwise noted, model the HIS, below the AIS rate. And if we do get a more explosive development on the HCS side and the AIS side, it doesn't necessarily mean that HIS would be dragged along. So if I was to just give a neutral, nice number, you know, we said mid-single digits, 5% organic growth is probably as good as any other number if you want to do it more long-term. And as I said, even if other sub-segments would start to develop more forcefully, again, that's not going to change that figure that much until we reach some kind of inflection point, which we do not see right now.
Okay.
And for personnel expenses, I would need to. I maybe we could just do that offline. But again, I mean, it doesn't take the Q4, and I know it's not broken down in the preliminary figures, but from what I've seen from other things, you know, it's really just going to be the last quarter multiplied by four, which is the best, say, possible run rate figure. And right now, it's a fairly stable material. It didn't really change a whole lot since the last quarter.
Okay, thanks.
Next question.
Yes, hi, Christian. Robin Maxwell from Commerzbank in London. I just had two questions. It was following on from the last one a little bit. That recurring revenue chart that you have on page 11, just so I understand, I mean, if you had to put a 2014 chart in place today, I mean, if you got decent visibility already on what you have in-house on a 2014 basis?
I mean, again, that will be driven by, say, everything that we sell this year and, say, the index adjustments we do to maintenance contracts. So if we say we have guided organic growth 4-8%, 6% mid-range, if you want a number, I would just expand it by 6% again, and that's...
I suppose the other way of asking the same question is, what is the average contract life remaining from today?
I mean, so all our contracts are essentially self-renewing perpetual contracts.
Okay. And the other question I have is, you mentioned, I think it was with regard to the hospital business, that the fourth quarter was very strong. Maybe you were referring to the whole business. And I just wondered what kind of effect the Medica had, if any, and where you're seeing geographically the increment coming from.
On the hospital side, I would say the Medica had little, if any, effect.
Okay.
In terms of, because that's predominantly a German, say, for business, it's a German trade fair.
Okay.
And the biggest and most smashing performance we had from Poland, And then even Austria and Switzerland, very good markets, and that's not Medica driven.
Okay. Okay, okay, brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Hi, Christian. It's Gunnar again. Maybe a few words on the pharmacy business. Why you cannot generate more growth in the pharmacy business is because you don't really have the kind of products available so far, also to have some kind of upselling like you have for your doctor's business, or are there any other issues?
It's really what you say. I think we are in the process, and hopefully we can do something, or we will do something this year, which is, say, groundwork along the same lines. We just have such a much more developed and richer portfolio of, say, products and services to add on to our AIS customers. And yeah, we will do what we can to grow it as much as we can, but we're not going to reach the AIS levels this year.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
That seems to be the finish. We finished, more or less in 36 minutes. Good to have you on the call. Have a great weekend, and we will speak, if not before, then at the first quarter conference call, which is at 3rd of May. Thank you.
Your conference has ended. Goodbye.